Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild. Today we will be reading Thank You, Amu by Ajay Mora. This is a very special dedication to our new friend, Iris April. Happy birthday, Iris!
Yes, happy birthday! Are you ready?
Get cozy!
Note to the reader, OMU, pronounced Amu, is the Igbo term for queen. On the corner of First Street and Long Street, on the very top floor, Amu was cooking a thick red stew in a big fat pot for a nice evening meal. She seasoned and stirred it and took a small taste. What a delicious stew, Amu said. Tonight's dinner will surely be the best I have ever had. With that, Amu put down her spoon and went to read a book before supper. As the thick red stew simmered on the stove, its scrumptious scent wafted out the window and out the door, down the hall, toward the street, and around the block until someone was at the door. When Amu opened it, she saw
a little boy.
Little boy, Amu exclaimed, what brings you to my home?
I was playing with my race car down the hall when I smelled the most delicious smell,
the little boy replied.
What is it?
Thick red stew.
Stew,
he sighed.
That sure sounds yummy.
Amu thought for a moment. She was saving her stew for dinner, but she had made quite a bit. It would not hurt to share. Would you like some? The little boy nodded. And so Amu spooned out some thick red stew from the big fat pot for her nice evening meal.
Thank you, Amu,
the little boy said, and went on his way. With that, Amu closed the door and went back to her book. As she read, her thick red stew's scrumptious scent wafted out the window and out the door, down the hall, toward the street, and around the block until someone was at the door. When Amu opened the door, this time she saw
a police officer.
Ms. Police Officer, Amu exclaimed.
I was on duty down the street when I smelled the most delicious smell,
Ms. Police Officer replied.
What is it?
Thick red stew.
Ah, stew,
she said, and her mouth watered.
That sounds mighty tasty.
Amu thought for a moment. There was still enough to share. Would you like some? The police officer nodded. Once again, Amu spooned out some thick red stew from the big fat pot for her nice evening meal.
Thank you, Amu,
the police officer said and went on her way. And so for the second time, Amu closed the door and went back to her book. Sure enough, as she read, her thick red stew's scrumptious scent wafted out the window and out the door, down the hall, toward the street, and around the block until again, someone was at Amu's door. This time when she opened it, she saw
a hot dog vendor.
Huh? Mr. Hot Dog Vendor, Amu exclaimed. What brings you to my home?
I was selling my hot dogs down the block when I smelled the most delicious smell,
Mr. Hot Dog Vendor replied.
What is it?
Thick red stew.
Ooh, stew.
The vendor licked his lips.
That sounds quite delectable.
So, Amu spooned out some thick red stew from the big fat pot for her nice evening meal.
Thank you, Amu,
the hot dog vendor said and went on his way. Throughout the day, people from all across the neighborhood knocked on Amu's door. She fed a shop owner, a cab driver, a doctor, an actor, a lawyer, a dancer, a baker, an artist, a singer, an athlete, a bus driver, a construction worker. Even the mayor stopped by. And each time they knocked, Amu shared. Soon the sky darkened, the streetlights brightened, and it was finally time for some dinner. But when Amu opened her big fat pot of thick red stew for her nice evening meal,
it was empty.
Amu sniffled. There goes the best dinner I ever had. Sorry, and blew. She sat at the table with her empty pot until... Oh, who could that be? Amu wondered. When she opened her door, she saw the little boy, the police officer, the hot dog vendor, the shop owner, the cab driver, the doctor, the actor, the lawyer, the dancer, the baker. Why, everyone she had fed today was at her door. I'm sorry, everyone, Amu sighed. My thick red stew is all gone. I have nothing left to share. The little boy tugged at Amu's sleeve.
Don't worry, Amu. We are not here to ask. We are here to give.
Aw, the police officer carried in a fresh salad. The mayor entered with a roast chicken. The baker brought a collection of sweet goodies. Even the little boy presented Amu with something special in a shiny red envelope. Everyone who had knocked on Amu's door that day squeezed inside her tiny apartment, and together they ate, danced, and celebrated. While Amu's big fat pot of thick red stew was empty, her heart was full of happiness and love. That dinner was the best she had ever had. Look what the little boy wrote to Amu. Do you want to read his card?
Thank you, Amu.
There's an author's note here. It says, in Igbo, the Nigerian language of my parents, Amu means queen. Yet for me, growing up, it meant grandma. When my grandmother cooked, she danced and swayed her hips to the radio as she stirred what was often a large pot of stew. In the evening, my family would come together at the dinner table for her meal. And if a neighbor was visiting, they were invited. If a friend had stopped by, they were invited. Everyone in the community had a seat at my grandmother's table. While my grandmother has since passed away, her giving heart has stayed with me. I see it in my mother, my godmother, my teachers, my mentors, and the other countless powerful women who have shaped my life. This book is a celebration of their loving, giving spirit. Thank you. Thank you for requesting this book. Tula Jane and I loved it. The first time we read it, something really beautiful happened. We both had tears of joy in our eyes because this story touched us in such a beautiful way. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page to make your request or dedication there. To our special subscribers, thank you so much for being here with us. I'm going to say your names as quickly as possible. See if you can catch yours. Thank you to Emmy, Hazel, Eliza, Vivian, Elliot, Clara, Leo, Anna, Amelia, Callum, Bowden, Quinn, Koji, Mika, Ton, Gwendolyn, Jonah, Zamora, Rose, Sam, Zia, Willow, Avery, Iris.
Hi!
Hi, Leo and Annalie.
Hi.
We love you all. Thanks for being here with us. Until next time.
Stay cozy!